a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Welcome back. Glad that everybody made it, and South Dakota Senate will come to order. We have many things to be thankful for, and leading us in our prayer of thanks is Reverend Mercy Hobbs of the Peer Ministerial Association, and leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag are our pages today, Heidi Reiners and Mackenzie Schaff-Venter, right? How did I do? Very good. She's from Burke, and Heidi's from Peer.
The prayer I like to pray today was written and prayed by Chaplain Peter Marshall for the 60th Congress, the first session, in Washington, D.C. in January of 1947. So let us pray. Eternal God of our souls, grant to the members and officers of this body a sacred moment of quiet as they take up the duties of the day. Turn their thoughts to you and open their hearts to your spirit, that they may have the wisdom in their decisions, understanding in their thinking, love in their attitudes, and mercy in their judgments. Let them not think when this prayer is said that the dependence on you is over and forget your counsels for the rest of the day. Rather, from these moments of heart-searching, may there come such a compassion of disposition that all will know that you are in this place. From this holy interlude, may there flow light and joy and power that will remain with them until night, when your whispered benediction will be heard saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So help us all this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Secretary, I'll call the roll.
Senators Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frerichs, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Krauss, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Sheckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 12th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation, respectfully reports, has had under consideration Senate Bill 102 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 41 and 74, which were tabled, Tom Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government, respectfully reports, has had under consideration Senate Bill 129 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 75, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bills 69 and 89, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Todd Schleckaway, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that has had under consideration Senate Bill 5 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 28 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 4, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Michael Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1014 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 142 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 22 and recommends said bill do pass, and the nomination of Amy Iverson Polrise and recommends confirmation of said appointment, and Senate Bills 117 and 118, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jean M. Hunhoff, Chair.
Thank you. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1036, which has passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a concurrent resolution endorsing the adoption of a national flag to honor and remember those who died while serving in America's military.
SCR 4, title having been read, I waive the referral to committee and place SCR 4 on the calendar for tomorrow, Tuesday, February 1st, the 14th legislative day. Reports of committee.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 3, as found on page 218 of the Senate Journal, also Judiciary on Senate Bill 35, as found on page 221 of the Senate Journal, also Agriculture on Senate Bill 55, as found on page 220 of the Senate Journal, also State Affairs on Senate Bill 88, as found on page 218 of the Senate Journal, also State Affairs on Senate Bill 90, as found on page 219 of the Senate Journal, also Education on Senate Bill 92 is found on page 221 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
I did say Knutson.
Excuse me, it should be Senator Olson.
He isn't here.
What's that?
We don't have a Senator Knutson.
No. Senator Olson?
Is that a
move? Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We just want you to know, Trudy, we're listening.
That is good. I'm glad to hear that. The Senate proceeds to consideration of the executive reappointment of Stephen R. Dewan of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, as the Secretary of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Before we move to executive appointments, we'd like to thank you all for coming to your Capitol, visitors, and people listening over the Internet and public broadcasting. It's a privilege to have you in your Senate, and all the senators here want to welcome you, and we appreciate, especially given the weather, coming to see your government and the people representing you in action. One of the things that people may not know is that we're privileged to have doctors donate their time through the South Dakota Medical Association to take care of us during the day, and we call that, obviously, the doctor of the day. And we're very privileged today to have from Brookings Dr. Sarah Smith, who's taking care of us today. Will you please rise? Thank you, doctor, for being here. Also, I'd like to recognize on behalf of Senator Buell the attendees as part of Women for Women Day. Welcome. We're pleased that you're here in the Senate. Any other personal privileges? Okay, thank you and welcome again. Consideration of executive appointments. The Senate is now proceeding to the appointment of Secretary of Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, General Steve Dewan. Are there remarks? Hi, Senator Roden, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We'll get it right.
Long weekend, Mr. President?
Really can't talk about it. Statute of limitations has not run on it yet.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I don't do many of these on the floor, but I did want the privilege of recommending to this Senate the reappointment of Senator Dewan. It's been my privilege to work with General Dewan for the past several years, and I think one of the biggest bonuses of being in this Senate and being in the legislature is having the chance to get to know people of the caliber of General Dewan. And so for me, it's a privilege to recommend him to this body, and knowing the years and years of dedicated service and a heart of somebody that truly wants to provide service and gives of himself so freely as General Dewan has done all these years, especially in light of the fact that General Dewan will be retiring in April. I think he's had a great service to this state and to the United States. So again, it's my privilege to recommend him for reappointment. Thank you, members of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator Roden. And for people visiting and listening, the secretary appointments are subject under our Constitution to what's called advice and consent. That's a confirmation by the Senate. That's why we take this up at this time. And thank you for those words, Senator Roden. The question before, are there any further remarks? Question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Stephen R. Dewan, pursuant to the message found on page 171 of the Senate Journal, as Secretary of Department of Military and Veterans Affairs? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Burks?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
The question on advice of consent for General Stephen Doohan, having received a majority vote of the majority members elect, is hereby declared passed and the appointments confirmed. First reading of Senate bills. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is the last day for introduction of Senate bills. We're on various schedules, and this is the last date of introduction. You're going to see these four ladies up front reading the bills all at the same time in the titles, and that's because the Constitution requires they be read in open session so that people could keep track of the titles and where the President pro tem has assigned them into committee. It seems sort of ridiculous when we have computers now, but obviously when the Constitution was adopted, we didn't have computers, and people, in the spirit of openness, had them read off so you could keep track of them. Now they're obviously logged on the computer. First reading.
Senate Bill 168, an act to revise certain provisions regarding certain state purchases of supplies and services. Senate Bill 184, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes to revise the state water plan and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 185, an act to revise the per-student allocation for the state aid to general fund education. Senate Bill 186, an act to revise certain provisions related to distribution of funds to sparse school districts. Senate Bill 187, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Dairy Inspection Fund. Senate Bill 188, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the eligibility of National Guard members for certain graduate tuition reductions. Senate Bill 189, an act to revise certain budgetary provisions relating to certain funds received from the federal government. Senate Bill 190, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2011. Senate Bill 191, an act to repeal certain provisions providing for the sales tax on food refund program. Senate Bill 192, an act to revise certain allocations for disabilities in the state aid for special education formula. Senate Bill 195, an act to reiterate by means of legislative findings the constitutional relationship of the judicial and legislative branches to the appropriation and budgeting process. Senate Bill 199, an act to appropriate money from the Property Tax Reduction Fund for the enhancement of human capital.
Thank you. The President announces the following referral assignment to committees by the President pro tem. To Appropriations, Senate Bill 168, 184, 185, 186, 187, 188, 189, 190, 191, 192, 195, 199, and SJR 1. To Commerce and Energy, Senate Bills 158, 161, 180, 182. To Education, 165, 169, 197. Health and Human Services, 171. To Judiciary, Senate Bills 159, 163, 164, 172, 173, 176, 178, 179. Local Government, 175. To State Affairs, 160, 162, 166, 170, 174, 183, 193, 194, 196. To Taxation, Senate Bill 167. To Transportation, 177, 181, and 198. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1030, excuse me.
We'll do this just a second. Go ahead.
May I have a personal privilege?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I have the pleasure of, once again, my annual opportunity. My daughter and son-in-law, Heidi and Sean Dahlstrand, are visiting us from Chicago, and they brought along two little boys with them who happen to be my grandsons. And I would ask you to welcome them to South Dakota. They have come from Chicago where they want to learn a little bit about good government And I think that already in the first 5 minutes, they've learned more than what they have experienced in Chicago in their lifetime. So,
welcome to Grandpa's Place.
House Bill 1036, an act to revise the time when financial reports of the Guarantee Association are submitted to the Director of Insurance.
House Bill 1036 is referred to Commerce Committee. Next is the second reading of Consent Calendar. Consent Calendar bills are bills that passed unanimously out of committee, and in an efficiency mechanism, they can be placed on this calendar, which means there's no debate. If somebody wants to pull this off to debate it, then it would be pulled off and we would debate it tomorrow. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 94, an act to repeal and revise certain provisions related to building energy codes. Senate Bill 110, an act to revise certain provisions relating to collateral real estate mortgages.
Senate Bill 94 and 110, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Edelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnels?
Aye.
Gray? Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Tiedemann? Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bills 110 and 94, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared, they are declared passed. Any comments on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted. Second reading, debate calendar.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 33 be deferred to Tuesday, February 1st, the 14th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is deferred.
Senate Bill 44, an act to revise certain provisions regarding representations and warranties in insurance and annuity applications.
Senate Bill 44, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final action. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Good afternoon, Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, when someone fills out an application for insurance, the insurance company relies on those representations made by the applicant in considering whether to issue that policy. And the concept of the information given by the applicant is that they're representation, not warranties. And it's a core protection in insurance because it's protected by the civil and criminal penalties of fraud in making misrepresentations. Recently, it's come to the attention to the Department of Insurance in South Dakota that there are companies that require the applicant to verify that he or she is insurable, thus making a warranty instead of a representation. And this is just backwards. It needed to be corrected. In addition, Senate Bill 44 provided an amendment to Senate Bill 44 that added to make sure that the statute complied with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which clarified that insurers can ask relevant questions on applications and then can underwrite those applications for insurance. So it brought us into compliance with federal law, and it also cleared up a culture that was evolving in insurance underwriting that was going in the wrong direction. So with that, I encourage your favorable support of this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 44. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Yes.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krebs? Kraus? Excuse me.
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 44, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 61, an act to authorize board members of sanitary districts to contract with the districts in limited cases.
Senate Bill 61, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Nelson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. Members of the body, Senate Bill 61 deals with sanitary districts, which are a fairly limited and smaller form of government, which is in the state of South Dakota. Sanitary districts, for the most part, when formed and when the laws were formed, fell into cookie-cutter laws that affected municipalities and counties and townships, et cetera. As those were changed, for the most part, sanitary districts for a great deal did not change. This bill is extremely simple, and I won't be long-winded on it. It simply allows sanitary district, the Board of Trustees of the sanitary districts, to employ one of their own trustees to do certain contracts for the sanitary districts. The simplest example I can give you, which is prohibited right now, is that perhaps a board member can do the snow removal for a sanitary district, or the weed control, or even mow the lawns, if any. And so what this does is simply allows sanitary district trustees to contract for any amount under $3,000 per year under limited circumstances. These boards have open meetings. They are elected annually, and so they are responsible to the electorate for the acts which they do, and I would encourage your support of Senate Bill 61.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 61. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka? Bradford,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buell,
aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Garnos,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam, Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Senator Putnam. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 61, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 10, an act to appropriate certain funds for the construction of a new dairy manufacturing plant at the South Dakota State University and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 10, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Let me guess. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 10 reauthorizes $1 million of higher education facility funds for the dairy plant. The President should remember back in 2006, I carried the bill in the House when he was the Speaker, and it passed then. That started the process of appropriating the expenditure authority of other funds. There were no general funds that went into the dairy plant remodel. The dairy plant was first constructed in 1963 and currently is out of date. It's close to not even passing the inspection by our state dairy inspectors, but we've been able to limp by at SGSU. The issue is that the private industry has helped raise the money, and they've raised $4.8 million, plus the industry reps that are in the business of processing milk are donating the equipment that will be going into the shell of a building. Now, this is a timing issue. The bill was amended in 2009, and what they did was bring in the HEF dollars, the higher education facility funds that are paid by the students, to help get the project completed. Recognize that the dairy plant is a student laboratory. That's where the students work with the raw milk that comes into the plant. It goes in and is pasteurized, homogenized, and then it's either processed as milk that goes and is sold at the various food service areas on campus, or it's turned into cheese or turned into ice cream. Now, these are all done by students. It's an internship that can last for 4 years. Some of us are slower, and it takes us longer, Mr. President. But it truly is an internship. With the completion of this project, South Dakota State University will be the only university in the world, not only the United States, that will have a modern dairy processing plant that can put workers out into the food industry across the world. There's only two other universities in the United States. One is located at Louisiana State University, and the other one is Cal Poly. But both of those are as ancient as the present plant at SDSU. I stand by for any questions, but urge your support of this measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 10. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. This requires a two-thirds vote, majority vote. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bigalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs? Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Frisley? Or Frerichs? Excuse me. Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, one nay, and one excused.
Senate Bill 10, having received two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted. Thank you.
Senate Bill 11, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 11, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Gray.
This time I would move that we defer Senate Bill 11 to the bottom of our calendar.
Second. All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is placed at the bottom of today's calendar.
Senate Bill 34, an act to create the crime of possessing, selling, or distributing certain substances intended for the purpose of intoxication.
Thank you. Senate Bill 34, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Tizen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Members of the Senate, we currently have a statute on the books that prohibits ingesting substances for purposes of intoxication. When the statute was originally passed, it was intended to cover things like spray paint and gasoline and other substances that especially young people were ingesting for the purpose of intoxication. In more recent years, we've seen an influx of substances that were manufactured specifically for the purpose of intoxication. You may remember last session we dealt with salvia as a substance that was being marketed for that purpose, and we attempted to deal with it. Now the Attorney General brings a bill which asks us to prohibit possessing or distributing or manufacturing substances for the purpose of intoxication. There's a new substance out called K2, which is being advertised as a substance which can be purchased for the purpose of intoxication. So Senate Bill 34, brought by the Attorney General, would prohibit the possession, manufacture, or distribution of these substances. Now, keep in mind that the requirement of this statute is that it be done knowingly for this purpose. And so don't be worried that Walmart is going to be in trouble for selling spray paint. But we do intend to deal with those shops that are marketing these substances, many of which are identified on the labels as for the purpose of intoxication. I would ask your support for this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 34? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 34. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Tizen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Hansen? Hansen? Senator Hansen? Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bill 34, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 37, an act to revise the appropriation for the construction and renovation of a combined minimum security and parole facility in Rapid City and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. Senate Bill 37, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Haverly.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Old habits die hard. Members of the Senate, I'm not going to bore you with the long details and the history of the minimum security unit located in Rapid City, of which Senate Bill 37 revolves around, but I will dwell on the more positive points. First, if you've ever visited the terrible living and operating conditions of the minimum custody inmates at the temporary minimum unit in Rapid City, of which I, along with many of you, have visited, you would want closure on this project as well. What this bill does is it puts the final appropriations on the new facility that will house many more of the 240 minimum custody inmates that are from the 6-county Black Hills region instead of the current 102 triple bunk overcrowded conditions that are there. This in turn will help those inmates transition back into society, working amongst family and friends in their area of South Dakota, instead of potentially using the prison system as a revolving door and costing we the taxpayers over and over again. Not a guarantee, but most certainly a better shot at making it in society.
The bill addresses the finish-up funding by using other funding sources, no general funds. The $1.8 million of other funds will come from five funds within the Department of Corrections system and will provide the necessary funding to complete the project. Another bright spot is that once completed, it will have a cost savings of $492,000 annual savings to the taxpayers of the state through the correction system. I'm asking for your positive vote for Senate Bill 37. Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 37. Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to add to that. Just give me a short moment. This not only comes from me, but those two little boys that were here the other day, their father thanks you because he is allowed to see those boys by the fact that he is in that old facility. The thing I'm saying to you is, now there will be more fathers and more good. We all know that mistakes are made, but we're in the business of recuperation, getting back into the mainstream of life. I'm so proud of those boys' father. You know, he works every day. He's paid back all his fines on his own. Not only that, he is now paying the rent for those children. Plus all the good things that has come about through you people. I want to extend a hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 37? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 37. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. This requires two-thirds majority vote due to the appropriation and emergency clause. The Secretary of Police call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause? Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Broden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Thank you. Senate Bill 37, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the senators elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 62, an act to revise certain procedures and amounts related to compensation and expense reimbursement for sanitary district board members.
Thank you. Senate Bill 62, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, again, sanitary districts. Sanitary districts are currently allowed to pay travel and subsistence expenses at a per diem rate not to exceed $120. The purpose of this bill is to allow those districts to set their own per diem for board members and trustees. Sanitary districts are boards made up of local individuals who reside in a district which they serve. Pursuant to state statutes, boards range from 3 to 11 members based upon the members of the district. This bill would simply allow the board to set their own compensation for similar to what cities and counties currently enjoy. Again, a simple bill does not take a lot of explanation, and I would encourage your support and appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 62. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alcyne?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Oh, excuse me, Fertz?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 62, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 67, an act to reduce the minimum size for improvement districts.
Senate Bill 67, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 67 is actually quite simple. I know you've all heard that before, but this one really is. It reduces the size of community improvement districts. Community improvement districts, or I should say district, we only have one in the state currently. It's Dakota Dunes. Now, there are a couple developers out there right now who are looking at establishing a community improvement district in the Black Hills. And I think one meets the current 640 acres and one does not. And so we'd like to lower it so that we could accommodate this other development. Basically, community improvement district will come in and they'll have a master planned community. They'll have green space, streets, sanitary sewer, water. It's a pretty well planned out district. In 1989, we first established the laws in our books to help Dakota Dunes plan their development. As I said before, there's a couple more looking to form in the Black Hills, and with this, we hope to help them on their way. I ask for your support of Senate Bill 67. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 67. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 67, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted.
Senate Bill 73, an act to establish a preference for veterans and disabled persons when leasing residential property owned by counties.
Senate Bill 73, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
Members of the body, Senate Bill 73 came about from the county commissioners up in Meade County, or one of the individuals. But anyway, it allows a residential property that is, if it's owned by the county, to, when they're under a lease agreement with that individual, to give preference if they're a military or disabled person's preference over whether or not they're going to accept that lease or not. And it gives a little more flexibilities back to the county when they're deciding these rental agreements. It was brought about with a little dispute up there. And with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to add my comments to this, that veterans across this state of ours who have come home disabled, many of them without homes. This is not a big request, a request to give them some preference and not for a few dollars more a month for someone else to rent a property owned by our county. I don't think it's asking government too much to prefer veterans in this matter. And I believe it's an important bill. It had been characterized as just one isolated issue, but it's not just isolated. It's all across South Dakota. So when there is an opportunity to prefer veterans and disabled people, we have a higher rate of homeless veterans in America today than we experienced after Vietnam. So with that, I would ask you to vote in favor of this.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 73? Okay. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I certainly can't disregard what my colleague just said about this, but again, let's go back a little bit to the history. This came about because of a disagreement at the local level. There wasn't an out there, so let's put a law into place. And certainly we want to look at the veterans and the disabled, but we also have other individuals that are out there in those communities, and those are low-income people. And I don't want to be setting up that we've got situations that because it doesn't work at the local level. It was amended in committee. It went from shall to may, which, again, gives the county flexibility. But I think sometimes there's unintended consequences. And I guess the other point of this, if all of this was to be intended, the only proponent for this bill was a sponsor for the bill, and there were any other organizations that spoke yay or nay of the bill. So, you know, again, we're dealing with a local issue. Let's leave it at the local and not have to create a statute in order to address it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 73. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to concur with the good senator from Yankton. I believe this bill does not maximize income from public property for the county, and so I'll not be able to support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 73? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 73. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
No.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
No.
Gray?
No.
Hansen?
No.
Haverly?
No.
Heineman?
No.
Holeen?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause? Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
No.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Putnam?
No.
Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
No.
Groden?
No.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
No.
Teason? Valley.
No.
Mr. President, we... Senator Adelstein votes no. Mr. President, we have 14 ayes, 21 nays.
Senate Bill 73, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.
Senate Bill 111, an act to extend for 2 years the period of time in which school districts may expend capital outlay funds for certain transportation, insurance, energy, and utility costs.
Thank you. Senate Bill 111, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I'd like to start out, but for those of you that were here in 2009, by apologizing in advance for a lot of my testimony today is going to sound a bit like a broken record because nothing in the provisions of the Senate Bill 111 are any different than they were in 2009 when we passed it out of this body, then as Senate Bill 91. This
bill has five different components that I believe you'll find are essential ingredients for good legislation. Number one, it's budget neutral. There's no general fund dollars associated with this bill. It gives local control over local funds. This is permissive language that allows schools to take advantage of this. It doesn't require them to participate. They can decide at the local level whether they want to participate in the provisions of Senate Bill 111 or not. It does not raise taxes. All of the mill levy levels are capped at their 2008 levels, which means that in 2008, whatever a school district's mill levy was set at for capital outlay is what they're allowed to use for these provisions. If they've risen their capital outlay dollars after 2008, those funds can be used for other provisions in their capital outlay fund, but they cannot be used to offset their insurance, their fuel, or their energy costs under the provisions of this bill. This bill sunsets in 2014. That was a five-year window that at the beginning of 2008, when we started working with local administrators on this bill, we felt that looking at the economic conditions at the time, that it would take at least 5 years for the nation and our state to get out of the economic rut that we were in and allowed them the flexibility to use these funds for that time period. And this bill maintains the integrity of the capital outlay fund. A school that participates in this can only spend down out of their capital outlay fund to the 45% level. So they have to maintain the integrity of the capital outlay fund. This bill actually, like I said at the beginning of my remarks, passed out of the Senate in 2009, went over to the House, where in House Education, the only change that was made was to take it from 5 years to 3 years for the sunset. The sunset of this bill would roll off in June of 2012, and under the current economic situations that are facing our state and our nation today, we feel that it's imperative to see Senate Bill 111 move on. This bill is working. Both large and small schools from across our state have taken advantage of the provisions in this piece of legislation. In 2010 alone, insurance costs by school districts across South Dakota were defrayed from their general funds out of their capital outlay funds by the tune of $640,000. Utility costs were defrayed out of general funds from capital outlay funds to the tune of $1.5 million. And so the other provision that's allowed under this piece of legislation that's now in law was that so that school districts may also use or defray some of their fuel costs. Because of the coding that we use in South Dakota, an accurate number for the fuel costs is almost impossible for me to give you today. But in working with the administrators that have helped me develop this piece of legislation, majority of them agree that millions of dollars statewide have been defrayed out of general funds from the capital outlay fund. If you look at our economic indicators today, fuel prices again are on the rise. Today, fuel prices in South Dakota are at $3.29. Diesel fuel is at $3.69. We all know what's happened to our insurance costs across the country and across South Dakota. They've all went up. In the company I work for, they went up by 18% this year. Electricity, unfortunately, too, is on the rise across South Dakota. And investor-owned utilities, cooperative or rural electrics, and even public power utilities have increased by double digits this year their electric rates. As we take a look at the tough decisions that lay ahead of South Dakota and this legislature as far as education funding and the budget as a whole, one of the safety nets that I think that we can throw out to our school districts that are looking at a proposed 10% cut right now is the provisions within this. And by extending it by 2 years, we're simply allowing school districts to have the choice to take advantage at the local level of this program. Testimony was given from one of the proponents, of which there were no opponents to the bill, that the superintendent's officials actually said that last year about 68 different schools took advantage of this, and they did a poll at their most recent meeting, and that number is estimated to double of those that will take advantage of this for 2012. Senate Bill 111 came out of committee with a 7-0 vote. It was supported by the large and small schools, SDEA, the school administrators, the South Dakota Coalition for Small Schools, and the Association of School Boards. current law is working, and we're giving a tool to local decision makers to make up their minds at the local level whether they want to take advantage of this. I'm asking you to support Senate Bill 111 to allow for this extension for two more years, as we previously voted on in this body in 2009, and in advance, I'd thank you for your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 111. Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. I probably will support this, to be honest with you. I think I supported it last time and maybe needs to be expanded into two more years. We have to think about, however, what we're doing here. We control general funds within this state more to create an equality of education across the state of South Dakota. We say that in order to support education, we give each student whatever that number is. With this, we are stepping away from that. We are allowing someone to pay part of those general fund dollars from somewhere else that we don't worry about equality of education. When the general fund started to be controlled in this state, we decided that every student deserved the same education, and that whatever that amount was, and we will adjust that each year, and we do that in one bill where we decide what that amount is going to be used for each student. This gets away from that. I want you to remember that this is maybe a time when our schools need that extra dollar, that we need that extra dollar to get by. The fact that this sunsets makes it better, but I have to tell you, this is a poor way to do this because it really does give us an opportunity to have education across our state that isn't equal for every student. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Gray.
Well, I too have some reservations about using too much of the capital outlay fund. But to pretend that all of our school districts have an equal funding is just that. It's a fairy tale. Each school district, some have opt-outs. Many of them have other funds, fines, apportionment, gross receipts tax. And so I'm supporting this bill today. I think it's important this year when this body and the House is probably going to vote for a budget that whacks our school districts. I think it's very important this year to give them a tool to help them cover some of this gap that they're going to have. And having a sunset on it makes sense. I think we could very well be back here in a few more years talking about it again, and I think that's okay. But to pretend that our school districts are all equal right now is a fantasy. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, I rise reluctantly today because I believe that we do have to reflect on what we're doing here. And I believe that some of the comments earlier would reflect my views. But I think we should understand, when we go back in history to 1995, when the legislature deliberated a new school funding formula, and the better I've understood that, I was on the school board. I took office on the school board in 95 when that funding formula first came about. And so I've, over the years, slowly started to understand it better. And the better I've understood it, the more I've liked the funding formula that we have insofar as how we fund the general fund, because it's equal across the state. It's fair. Capital outlay is not. The one area that was not addressed in 95 as far as equalizing education in the state was capital outlay. And that is a problem that I believe haunts the state to this day. And I believe it's a problem that someday this body will have to fix, because it doesn't provide equal funding, and there is a wide, wide variance across the state as far as how much fund that capital outlay does provide for the local school districts. Now we're looking at a bill that would extend the sunset on a bill that expanded the use of capital outlay. On its surface, I don't object to that because I believe it is good to allow school districts flexibility. But I want us to think about one thing. When we start allowing more and more avenues to tap into the capital outlay, more and more we present an unequal opportunity for education in this state. And I come from areas, Senator Gray, you mentioned several different areas, different funds, other funds, capital outlay, impact aid, and he's exactly right. They aren't equal across the board. But I would submit all the more reason to think about this, because areas of the state that receive the lowest revenue in other funds are some of the areas that have the lowest capital outlay. So when we expand your ability to tap into capital outlay and think that we've done something to solve the problem in education, I believe that's a false sense of doing something. And I'm afraid that it would draw us farther away from the table as far as our willingness to address the problem on a statewide basis. What's fair for one is fair for the other, and we need to take steps to keep education equal and fair in the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I have to reach back in my memory banks of being on the school board many years ago. I've been up here 8 years, so you can sort of add on the math there. I was served on the Rapid City School Board for 3 years. At that time, the Capital Outlay Fund was a sacred fund. Sacred, can't touch it. It's for the buildings. It's for the repair of the buildings, new buildings. We need this money. And it was a wise decision of the legislature to put that into that perspective for those local school boards. Now, we didn't have the financial issues that school districts are going through now, but I remember a couple of years back in when I was in the House, could have actually been my first 2 years in the legislature, serving on the Education Committee, we opened it up to books and programs. I might have been on appropriations at the time, I'm not sure. And I believe I voted for or voted against it at that point, too. I already knew of school districts that had condemned buildings where children were going in and the fire marshal had shut them down in smaller communities. Well, when you start to deteriorate these funds that are used for a specific source, especially in time when times are rough economically, you're not going to have anything left at the end of the day. It'll then be realized why this fund was set up for these school districts the way it was. And it'll only be then. So we can pass these things out of here and allow the school districts to go ahead and become an extension of their general fund, or we cannot pass another extension on this. And we can help them to create efficiencies within their school district using the funds in a proper manner. With that, I hope you can vote no on this particular bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 111. Senator Rout.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I think there have been a lot of good points brought up on both sides of this issue. I'll tell you, though, I think every bill that we take before us has to be taken in context, and right now that context is a bit different than it is in normal years. And I'll put it pretty simply, here's the difference for me. If it's a difference between putting gas in the bus and firing that teacher, I'll tell you what, I'm willing to allow that flexibility to go forward for the next 2 years, and I'd rather keep that teacher in the classroom and maybe allow a little bit of flexibility for some of these other funds. It's all a matter of context. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 111. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think when we look at extending something like this, even though this is only my third year in the legislature, I was here. I can finally say there's an issue where I was here when it was put in place on the House side. With this issue, though, extending, we really have to think of it in context even as sales tax. I mean, we know that how the sales tax, you know, we have 4% state sales tax. And the big sky is falling argument that is always brought is if it goes to a penny, when will it ever stop and it'll keep growing? And I think when we look at this capital outlay, by opening things up and continuing to allow this to go on, the sunset was put in for a reason. And we've reached that sunset. And now to continue to extend, I guess my question is, why does this even have a sunset on it? It looks like we've continued down this path. I urge your opposition to the bill, and I hope that you will keep in mind that the Capital Outlay Fund is there for a reason, and let's respect those wishes.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body. I think this is just one more tool that we need to put in the toolkit for administrators and school districts to be able to get through these tough times. I recognize all these arguments on both sides, but at this point, I think we need to go ahead and pass this bill and give them one more thing that they can turn to make this deficit reduction possible.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Olson speaks a second time? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was also here. Obviously, this was my bill a couple years ago, so I'm with the good senator here that was finally part of this. However, I wasn't here in 95, and so I can't take the credit or the blame for establishing the way the education formula has been established. I also didn't get to help carve Mount Rushmore, so I don't get to take credit for how beautiful that is and drawing people into our state. I didn't lay a single yard of concrete on I-90 or I-29, but I'm here today. And that's what we're talking about, is being here today to give a tool at the local level that they can use to help them get through these difficult times. We have some of the brightest and most dedicated people running our schools and sitting on our school boards that didn't foresee this problem coming. I didn't see it coming, or I'd have invested differently in the stock market. We have the opportunity today to give a tool to the local level that they can get through these tough times, and I would encourage your support for Senate Bill 111.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 111. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
No.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
No.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
No.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
No.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
No.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
No.
Mr. President, we have 29 ayes, 6 nays.
Senate Bill 111, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed accepted. Senate Bill 11 has received a second reading and is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Putnam, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President. And thank you, the members of the Senate, for allowing me to be off the floor and get some further information on this bill. And I appreciate being able to come before you today and have it at the end of the calendar. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we're talking about Senate Bill 11, which is actually an annual bill that has been coming to us here at the legislature since 1992. We are asking for $500,000 of a spending authority to come from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund for this coming year. And let me just give you a little history on what we're talking about. Back in the early 50s, the legislators here in the state capitol allowed farmers and ranchers, folks that provided services with regard to agriculture, an exemption for gasoline up here at the capitol. And they said to them that if they had gasoline used in their motor vehicles, tractors, trailers, anything that they had on their farms, they could apply for a refund. That did happen, and even as far back as 1980, the refunds were given back to the farm and ranches for about $6.2 million. So there were millions of dollars that left the gas tax dollars and went back for refunds. Since the advent of diesel came forward, diesel started to overcome the gasoline, and more dollars slipped to the side. In other words, folks didn't ask for that gas tax, and a fund started to build. So in 1994, $850,000 was put in place by the legislature to start the coordinated fund balance that we're talking about now that should go to the conservation districts. That $850,000 was put in place, and the law said that for every claim that came for that money, 35% of those total claims would go back in to refill that fund. As you probably know, with the advent of diesels, as we're talking about, clear down now to 2010, even though that started that high, we have very little money left in that fund. We still have over $500,000 in that, based on that 35%. This fund then will be used by your local conservation districts to help farmers and ranchers and those people that are in the production business to put up shelter belts, terrace ground, and further, if you will, to not let South Dakota slip back into the 1930s and the dust bowls. So all of this is for a good point. For every $1 that's given this year, the $500,000, local districts will match it with four of their own, which is actually the opposite of how we normally work out here. Usually the feds give us four, we put in one. In this case, we're putting in one, and the local districts are putting in four. And that comes from the local citizen who is asking for these services. So based on that, once again, an annual fund. The fund is being depleted rapidly. We may be talking about coming here in the next few years and seeing whether or not there might be another method that we could fund conservation in this state. But for those many years, 31 years, we've been doing it this way. It has worked well. Farmers who actually make this claim, by the way, are now saying, go ahead and use my dollars for this purpose, and I won't make those claims. And we see that as a good thing. Having said that, I hope you can support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 11? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 11. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It does include an emergency clause and a special appropriation, and therefore requires two-thirds majority vote. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford? I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't hear. What'd you say? Thank you. Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Kettler?
Aye.
Ferrix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup? Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 11, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. On behalf of Senators Frerichs and Bradford, would you please join me in welcoming Michael Roberts, who is with the American Indian Community Development Corporation. He's to your right. Welcome, Michael. Outstanding job today, ladies and gentlemen. Announcements. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce and Energy, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, room 423.
Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Senate Education.
Thank you. Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus tomorrow, room 423 at 1 o'clock.
Thank you. Further announcements. AGC Legislative Dinner tonight has been canceled. AGC Legislative Dinner has been canceled due to inclement weather. Further announcements. Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Haverly moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that Haverly motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried just barely. Thank you.